ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
After the horrific Bondi terrorist attack, Anthony Albanese invited the Israeli president to come to Australia. But was that the right thing to do, given widespread concern over Israel's actions in Gaza? And why are authorities trying to dampen protests now Isaac Herzog is in Sydney? Today, Global Affairs editor Laura Tingle on the controversy surrounding the visit. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily.
Isaac Herzog and his wife have met with members of Sydney's Jewish community, shaking hands and sharing emotional hugs.
We stood with Australian Jews, for we are one big family, and when one Jew is hurt, all Jews feel their pain.
While the visit carries great significance for members of the Jewish community, it's been met with anger from other groups, with some calling for the arrest of Isaac Herzog.
This is a man who has incited genocide in Gaza. This is a man who represents all of the atrocities that Israel has carried out in Gaza for the past 2.5 years. He should not be welcome.
I, along with President Herzog, will meet with families of those victims, those innocent lives that were stolen from people in that local community. The visit of President Herzog is to support the Jewish community at what has been a very difficult time.
Laura, the Israeli president, Isaac Herzog, he, of course, is on the ground in Australia. And this is a highly charged visit, isn't it? Because there are simply people who think he should not be here, that he should never have been invited to come.
That's right, Sam. The Prime Minister announced that the President would be coming in the fraught days after December 14 and the Bondi massacre, looking for President Herzog and his visit to show signs of support for the Jewish community in what was obviously a devastating time for them. But as you say, not everybody wanted him to come, not everybody wants him here. Not just some of the pro-Palestinian supporters, but members of the Jewish community and others who think that this won't actually be something that supports community cohesion, but actually does the opposite.
You know, it is good to remember, isn't it, that this visit is about remembering the victims of the Bondi attack. So I guess we should keep that in mind.
Oh, totally. I mean, without a doubt, I think all Australians would want the Jewish community to feel supported and to be able to grieve. The problem is that there is this International Court of Justice case going on about Israel committing genocide. Now, President Herzog isn't directly indicted in that, but by bringing a political figure to Australia in support of the local Jewish community, those two events have been conflated.
One of the people that's been really concerned by this visit is actually the Labor MP, Ed Husic.
I find it hard to reconcile the images I've seen of him signing bombs that were then dropped on Palestinian homes. The fact that the ICJ has called out some of his statements is indicating collective responsibility of Palestinians.
Ed Husic is one of the few Muslim MPs in the parliament, and he's often spoken out about, you know, what's gone on in Gaza since October 7. He says he's very uncomfortable with this visit, and he's pointed to the fact that President Herzog signed a bomb that was heading for Gaza. And of course, then there's this separate issue of the fact that President Herzog made various comments in the wake of the attacks on October 7, which seemed to imply that the whole nation of Palestinians was responsible for what happened on October 7, and that this was very hard to reconcile as well.
Yeah, I am concerned that a figure like that doesn't necessarily enhance social cohesion.
So was it a mistake that the government invited?
I'm not interested in playing games around mistakes. I'm just expressing, I'm answering your first question about that. I'm not comfortable with his presence, but if he turns it into one that can demonstrate a path for peace, Well, then we will see if he's able to do that.
There are activists, Laura, and lawyers, including human rights lawyer Chris Sidoti, who actually have called for the president to be arrested while he's on the ground here. What are they arguing? I mean, presumably that is not going to happen.
And just for context, Sam, for listeners, of course, Chris Sidoti sat on the UN Commission of Inquiry last year, which actually made findings about the sort of genocide claims against Israel. Mm. And one of those findings was that President Herzog was responsible for inciting genocide. Now, as the head of state, he is not part of the chain of command, if you like, responsible for the actual actions of the IDF in Gaza or for the actions of the government as such. But Chris Sidoti argues that nonetheless, the crime of incitement is a crime under Australian law as well as international law, and therefore it would be open to the Australian Federal Police to arrest and investigate the president during his visit. Now, is that going to happen? I'd put my money on it not happening, yeah. I think, particularly given he is the head of state and therefore has some immunity when visiting another country. I mean, President Herzog isn't actually charged with anything, we should make that clear, whereas Prime Minister Netanyahu does face charges, and I think it would be impossible for him to come to Australia in the current circumstances.
Mm, right. And what about President Herzog? What's he actually had to say about all these accusations?
Well, he's essentially said that he was taken out of context. But when you look at the full statement, I don't know that it actually clears that up. What he actually said was, it's an entire nation out there that's responsible. It is not true, this rhetoric about civilians not being aware, not being involved.
It's an entire nation out there that is responsible. It's not true, this rhetoric about civilians not aware, not involved, it's absolutely not true. They could have risen up, they could have fought against that evil regime which took over Gaza in a coup d'etat.
Now, he says that his remarks were twisted and used in fragmented quotes and denies most vigorously the allegations of incitement. But I don't think, you know, people are satisfied with those comments, particularly in the light of him subsequently signing that bomb.
Well, Laura, as you alluded to, not all Jewish groups are at one on this matter. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry, it does support this visit. That's the peak Jewish organisation, because it argues it will lift the spirits of the survivors and the families of those killed in the Bondi attack.
Predominantly for the victim families and for the survivors, it means a great deal. When we were targeted for being Jewish, to have the solidarity of the Jewish world as represented here by the president of the Jewish state, it means a great deal. It shows that we're not alone.
But there are other groups that don't want this visit to take place. And of course, not all Jewish Australians support the Israeli government.
That's right. I mean, there are these two separate issues. There's anti-Semitism in Australia, which is something that, of course, we all think is a terrible thing. But for a lot of the Jewish community, being Jewish does not necessarily mean that you support the Israeli government and or its actions. For example, we've seen the Jewish Council, which is a smaller but growing group, who've put out a full-page ad in the newspapers in Australia with 1,000 signatories of Jewish people saying, look, President Herzog does not speak for us. Mm. We do not support the actions of the Israeli government and what it's been doing in Gaza. And they say that, in fact, by coming to Australia and essentially linking the State of Israel with this attack in Australia, that the Jewish community here is less safe than it would otherwise be, that it's making a direct link between the actions of the Israeli government and what happened at Bondi. Mm. Now, without a doubt, some significant section of the Jewish community does want to see the president here, does feel that his visit offers support, but it is a conflict within the Jewish community itself about how you keep the issue of anti-Semitism and the actions of the Israeli government as separate things.
Well, Laura, this is a highly controversial visit, that's clear, and there are groups and individuals who want to protest against the president's visit. So let's turn to that now. The New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns,
He invoked these special powers to stop conflict, he says, on Sydney's streets.
It's in a limited area for a limited time, but we believe it's absolutely essential so that there's a clear and unambiguous area by which the major designation applies and that police have the resources to move somebody on if they're acting in a disorderly way during this presidential visit.
It's quite an extraordinary move. Just tell me about that.
Yeah, so he's using powers that are usually just used for major sporting events and the like, Sam, to essentially stop people being able to march. The police here have said that they're worried that, you know, if you have a big assembly of pro-Palestinian demonstrators, it will spill into the streets and, you know, people may get, you know, hurt. The New South Wales government's got these powers to just blanket refuse all applications for protest marches. There's a massive area of inner Sydney that's basically been designated under this special power, right from the CBD, right through the eastern suburbs to Bondi Beach. There are no details being given out about where he will be going. And the protest marches will be held in completely separate locations, mainly because they don't know where the president will be.
Mm. Just to make it clear, though, what this really means is that protesters, they're just more exposed, aren't they, Laura, to potential arrest if they do go along to charges.
That's right. Essentially, as I understand it, they're basically exposed to arrest, you know, if they block roadways, for example. It's not actually stopping people, you know, protesting outright, but they aren't protected if they march through the streets. So, you know, if you found a very big park and had a protest, that would probably be fine, mm-hmm. but you're not supposed to march anywhere.
All right. Well, in a statement ahead of this visit, the Palestine Action Group Sydney said it had the right to exercise its democratic right to protest. So, you know, there is concern, I suppose, that the government is sending a signal that these protests are illegitimate in some way. It goes to free speech.
It does go to free speech. And of course, we had the very fraught discussion in Parliament just in the last few weeks about hate speech as well. And I think all governments are struggling with the issue of how you calibrate the right to free speech versus stopping hate speech. And of course, there are protests scheduled around the country, not just in Sydney this week, to mark the president's visit. And this comes as various state governments are making decisions about what phrases might constitute hate speech, particularly in regard to the Middle East. And I don't think we know exactly where that will actually land, Sam, in terms of where the balance lies around the country.
Well, President Herzog was asked about the protests, Laura, and he insisted he has come here in goodwill, but he was critical.
These demonstrations, in most cases, what you hear and see, comes to undermine and delegitimize our right, my nation's right, the nation which I am the head of state of its mere existence. And we did not seek that war. On October 7th, our nation was attacked terribly and people were butchered and murdered.
I guess amid all of this furious debate, we do need to remember the horror of the Bondi attack and other attacks, and that there is work, isn't there, to do to address anti-Semitism and other racism in Australia.
Absolutely. There's so much work to do. But I suppose this just crystallises, particularly on the issue of anti-Semitic attacks, the complexities of, you know, trying to isolate anti-Semitism from anti-Zionism, from anti-Netanyahu government. I mean, they are separate issues. It's pretty hard to undo the threads of that. But at some point, given what's continuing to happen in Gaza and on the West Bank, Australia's going to have this complex bundle of threads to undo to work out how it negotiates with Israel and, you know, with Palestine, which is a state we now recognise. How do we recalibrate our policy on these issues, given we have recognised Palestine, but given the problems of dealing with anti-Semitism in Australia as well?
Laura Tingle is the ABC's Global Affairs Editor. This episode was produced by Cinnamon Nippard. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. And this is our 1,000th episode of ABC News Daily. Thank you very much for giving us your time every day. We love bringing you the big stories affecting your world. Please do tell your friends about us. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.